As many college students in the Chicago area finish up the spring semester from home due to the COVID-19 shutdowns, there is a big question looming. What's going to happen in the fall? WBEZ's higher education reporter Kate McGee is here to talk about all of this. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Mary.
What kind of scenarios are schools considering now, and what are some of the challenges they're dealing with?
So right now, it feels like nothing is really off the table, and universities are kind of warning students that the fall semester is going to be very different than what we're used to in higher ed. At the University of Illinois at Chicago, for instance, the chancellor says it's unlikely they'll be filling large auditoriums with hundreds of students for lectures like they usually could handle. Instead, those large auditoriums will likely have 50 or 75 students in there. Also, you know, not just about social distancing in a classroom, but how do you social distance in a hallway in between classes and avoid large crowds of students? Universities are considering hybrid classes, where you might have half of the class in person, half online, and then you alternate who comes in. You might still have an online component for students who cannot return to campus or don't want to return. I spoke with Luke Fagora, who's a vice president at Northwestern University. He manages risk assessment there, and he says they also have to accommodate faculty.
Potentially, you could have students physically sitting in a classroom together, you know, with a faculty member that may need to be remote. There's just all kinds of permutations like that as we get into planning that are coming up.
Schools are also talking about splitting the 16-week semester into 2 8-week classes. Some are talking about block scheduling. So there's really a lot on the table right now.
And what about college life outside the classroom?
So dorms, dining halls, and other kind of major public spaces pose the greatest concern right now for universities. Many dorms have shared bathrooms with dozens of students using them. And how do you keep those clean? They were already kind of germ factories to begin with. They're also considering staggered admission into dining halls to reduce large crowds. Also, how can athletes train, and competitions and games are a whole other story. And then how do you manage the thousands of students who are going on and off campus, you know, maybe taking public transit every day or working? And if there's an outbreak, do universities have the staff to track down everyone who may have contact with that person? So there's a whole lot to consider there as well.
And this would be all the best case scenario where you have people on campus in the fall, but that might not happen. If fall classes continue to be online, some students and parents are going to have a tough time justifying writing a big tuition check when their kid is still taking classes from their childhood bedroom. So what are you hearing about what might happen here?
We're already starting to see across the country students pushing for discounted tuition. Here in Chicago, at the University of Chicago, that's one of the biggest examples. Hundreds of students refuse to pay their tuition bill that's due this week. They're even threatening a lawsuit. It's unclear what's going to happen there. But, you know, parents and students aren't just paying for a class or a course. You know, it's a whole experience, going to the library, other campus services, living in the dorms. And if you can't have access to all that, a lot of people wonder, like, is it worth the large amount of tuition that students are paying each semester? You know, universities are unlikely to give huge reductions. We might see some small discounts as we wait for a vaccine or some other way that we can maybe get back to what we knew before all of this happened.
And we're just in the last week of April, first of May. Where are university administrators in their decision-making process?
You know, many are still in planning phases and say they will be for the next couple months. You know, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign this week said to incoming prospective students that they are really hoping and want to bring students back for in-person classes in the fall, but they haven't made a decision yet. They likely won't make a decision until about mid-June. We're hearing that from other universities as well, because we really don't know what the threat is going to be in the fall, if there's going to be a resurgence, how a university would handle that. You know, they really say what's happening now, where everything is remote, is the last resort. So they're really hoping that they can do something different for students come fall.
That's WBEZ's higher education reporter, Kate McGee. Thanks, Kate.
You're welcome.